Welcome to episode 7 of the Portland Hockey Dad Podcast. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the Portland Junior Winterhawk Travel Team tryouts and who the coaches are. Kyle Gustafson's Junior Prep Camp happening now. Three Portland Junior Winterhawks players attending Portland Winterhawks Camp. The Vancouver Rangers of the Western States Hockey League. And checking for charity, Beef and Brew event happening August 12th. With the Checking for Charity tournament happening August 14th through the 16th. Portland Junior Winterhawk Travel Team tryouts happened over the last two weekends. They're finished now. The teams have been selected, and you can find the rosters on the Portland Junior Winterhawks website, and we'll have links in the show notes. The Portland Junior Winterhawks are going to field a total of 7 travel teams this year. 2 squirt teams, 2 peewee teams, 2 bantam teams, and 1 U16 team. The squirt minor and squirt major head coach will be Paul Doherty. Peewee minor will be coached by Neil Wilkinson. Peewee majors by Jason McBain. Bantam A by Dean Rurick. And Bantam AA by Bruce Pritchard. I wanted to talk just a little bit about what the minor and major designations are. There are 2 birth years associated with each group. The minor would be the younger birth year. So the squirt minor teams would be, I think they're 06s this year. The squirt majors would be 05s. Peewee minors would be 04 birth years. Peewee majors 03. And then the Bantam A and Bantam AA are mixed at that point. This is done to help development. So you have kids playing against the other kids their same age. It helps if you have a late birth year. This way you're not constantly trying to compete against kids who are essentially an entire year older than you. It's a new development strategy the board has put together, and it seems to be promising, and we'll see what happens over the next few years. Kyle Gustafson is holding a junior prep camp this week over at Winterhawk Skate Center in Beaverton. The camp is geared towards getting junior hockey players ready for main camps, which are coming up over the next few weeks. Think of it as a launching pad to the preseason. Players from all over the Northwest are in attendance, including most of the current PJW U16 AAA roster. Former Portland Junior Hawk and Winterhawk Paul Gostad skated with the group on Monday. Another former Winterhawk, Taylor Peters, was skating with the group on Tuesday and Wednesday. The camp continues through Friday. It sounds like there will be 3 current or former Portland Junior Winterhawks at the Portland Winterhawks main camp later this month. Caleb Dahm is a 6'3", 205-pound defenseman, 99 birth year. Caleb grew up playing in Portland. Last year, he went down to Utah to play for the West Coast Renegades U16 team. He came back this year and is currently on the Portland Junior Winterhawks U16 AAA roster. Sammy Willman was one of the team captains for the U14 AA Portland Junior Winterhawk team that won the USA Hockey Tier 2 1A National Championship last year. Sammy is a 2000 birth year. He had 102 goals in 54 games last year, including an end-to-end overtime game winner in the national championship game. And I will link to the video of that in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. Nice job, Sam. He was credited with 31 assists, but I'm pretty sure that number is soft because I did a lot of the stats entering last year, and I did not include assists if I did not see the game sheets, and there were several game sheets that I did not get a chance to see. So 102 goals and 31 confirmed assists. He had 17 shorthanded goals and a shot percentage of 32%, which would mean basically that he scored on 1 out of every 3 shots he took. He had 948 faceoffs last year, won 56% of them. And to top off the season, Sammy was selected to participate at the USA Hockey U15 National Development Camp put on in Buffalo, New York, this last July. Riley Morgan is the 3rd former Portland Junior Hawk to get a shot at the Winterhawks main camp. Riley played for the Portland Junior Hawks from Mites through Peewees. He left Portland 2 years ago to play for the Arizona Bobcats. And this last year, he made it out of USA Hockey's very competitive Rocky Mountain region to go to the USA Hockey U15 National Development Camp, where he led all goaltenders with a .926 save percentage. He allowed 4 goals in 5 appearances, including 3 shutout showings. It should also be noted that he did all of this while handling a pulled groin, which happened to him on the very first day of that camp. So, again, great job, Riley. Congratulations. And I look forward to the Winterhawks Neely Cup. That should be a lot of fun this year. The Neely Cup is where the Winterhawks split up their camp into 4 teams, and they have a round-robin tournament down there at the Winterhawks Skate Center. It's been a lot of fun the last few years. I know I didn't get a chance to see it the last 2 years, and I'm pretty sure they're charging money for the experience now. I haven't gone kind of because of that, but I think I'm going to have to make it a point to get out there to at least a few of the games, since I know people who are going to be on the ice. That should be a lot of fun. The Vancouver Rangers are the new Western States Hockey League team up in Vancouver, playing out of Mountain View Ice Arena. It's really exciting. They've been doing such a great job on Facebook with letting people know what's going on, how they're getting ready for the season. I want to thank them for doing that. It's been great fun to watch. So far, they have 27 players signed before main camp, which is great. They're going to have a really good group of kids to look through. Right now they have 8 defensemen, 15 forwards, and 4 goalies signed. So good luck to them. I look forward to them putting together a good team. They open the season on September 17th here in town up in Vancouver against the Lake Tahoe Icemen. So if you get a chance to get up there and check them out, that would be fantastic. On-ice practices for the Portland Junior Winterhawk U16 AAA team begins Monday, August 17th at the Winterhawk State Center, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And they're gearing up to go compete in their first tournament, which is the USHL Showcase down in San Jose. And that's over Labor Day weekend. And we'll talk a little bit more about that tournament and the format that it has. It's kind of a unique format. We'll talk more about that over the next couple of weeks. Last thing I want to touch on briefly today is Checking for Charity. Checking for Charity is a nonprofit corporation that is changing the world through competitive hockey events. They fundraise by putting on hockey tournaments, and they give the proceeds to charity. This year, the Portland Junior Winterhawks have an opportunity to partner with Checking for Charity to raise some money for jerseys. And the Checking for Charity's Beef and Beer tickets, Beef and Beer is the event, they're officially on sale now. The event is tomorrow, August 13th, at the On Deck Sports Bar and Grill, which is on Northwest 14th Avenue in Portland. And I'm going to include links for this in the show notes if you're interested. Tickets are $40 in advance and $50 at the door. And if you do happen to buy a ticket, if you could put beside your name in the online form Junior Hawks or Portland Junior Winterhawks or even Midget, some of those proceeds will go towards the Portland Junior Winterhawks U16 AAA team. They're fundraising to buy jerseys this year. That would be great. Beef and beer and delicious food, tons of auction items. Last year, the East and West events raised more than $4,000 for the Checking for Charity hockey tournament, which benefited charities like Safe Harbor Crisis Nursery, Homes for Our Troops, Dornbecker Children's Hospital, and more. And I'm going to include all of these links in the show notes, so you'll know where to go to get tickets. And if you could show up, that would be fantastic. I know there's going to be a lot of people there, and it's going to be a great time. That's all we've got for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll keep this under 10 minutes. I hope you weren't planning on using this to time your workout, or if you were, I hope you are enjoying your lighter-than-average workout. Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. See you in a couple weeks.